the Georgia High School Association, and 97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management, and by Longstreet Cafe. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5.
Stadium here in the heart of downtown Atlanta. Speaking of the heart, the very heart of high school football on display here for the last 3 days here at Mercedes-Benz. We've watched champions get crowned in every single classification from flag football all the way to 6A, but there was one classification you haven't heard from yet, and that's 5A. Perhaps the most noteworthy in these entire playoffs. Yes, 6A does have a literal national title contender in Buford, but here we've got Gainesville and Thomas County Central. I'm Doug Conkle. I will be the color commentator tonight. Our play-by-play man, Carl Worrell, going to be joining me in just a minute, and Brandon Joseph will be patrolling the field tonight as we bring you all the action with Gainesville and Thomas County Central. A couple of great programs, really blue star programs here in the state of Georgia. A lot of great football has been played in both of these programs. If you know anything at all about Thomas County Central, and to be honest, a lot of people in Atlanta may not realize that this large program has been as successful as it has been. There's a stretch between 92 and 97 where they won 5 championships in 7 years. They won it just 2 years ago. They are 52-3 in 4 years under head coach Justin Rogers, who's been there since 2022, and he's going for his second title. Kind of makes Gainesville and Josh Niblett, who has only been 45-7 since 2022 when he first arrived at Gainesville, feel a little underachieving, but Josh Niblett hopes to rectify that tonight as he's going for his first championship here at Gainesville for his program that he's been leading ever since. And they have made the finals one more time in his tenure at Gainesville, but this will be his second attempt at bringing home the crown. Both these teams are going to be vying for this coveted title in about 26 minutes is when we expect to kick off the game. A lot of course, talk about Gainesville. We're going to recap it for you guys in a couple of minutes, but I'm certain most people who are listening to this broadcast are very familiar with Gainesville and the controversy and the Brunswick game, and there were legal ramifications and lots of judgments going on. Brandon, you want to weigh in on that just a minute for us? I'll just know what you think. I heard your thoughts during the game you just broadcast with Wiley Ballard, so I know you got a lot to say, but we're not going to harp on it all night, but no. We do want to approach it here at the beginning.
I think you have to address it, that the fact that this was a situation that was, you know, factored in by the court, and you know, ultimately it was not dealt with in a courtroom, which is great, but at the end of the day, these were 16-17 year olds affected by decisions of adults, and I know the actions on the field were 16-17 year olds that caused it to happen, but also for Gainesville, I mean, you can't help but operate on a chip on the shoulder, and they have the belief, whether Josh Niblett will admit it or not, that people are out to get them, and we've seen it with Kirby Smart. The smallest slight, good coaches like to amplify as material, bulletin board material. That's how this Gainesville team is operating. That's how the Gainesville community is operating. I mean, I live, full disclosure, 23 minutes away from Gainesville High School. There were billboards all in the area about free the red elephants, finally free, and things like that about it. And it has galvanized a program that, yes, they want to win a state championship. Yes, they also have to deal with the fact that they get a lot of flack from a lot of other entities about them being a city school. And if you look on Twitter, there was a tweet circulating around about where a lot of these kids that are impactful players from Gainesville played previously in high school. I mean, they catch it from a lot of different ways. This was a sticking point for them that You know, while Milton's coaches were all on Twitter during the situation, let's just call it, talking about how Gainesville shouldn't be allowed to play, well, they were fighting for their lives there, and now they're able to play. They want to stick to Milton, too, on the field and off the field as well. And for Thomas County Central, the kind of the big thing that has come out of there is they were affected by this, too. They were going about their business, ready to play their semifinal game, and they get a call on that Monday that says, you're not playing. And honestly, we don't know when you're playing. And then they get a call a couple of days later and says, hey, we're going to delay your game by, what, 6 days, 5 days, and then you're going to have to play again in the state championship. And for them, this is two games in 6 days. For Gainesville, it will be three games in 12 days. But Thomas County Central there, for lack of a better word, peeved about this situation as well.
Well, many times in the playoffs, not every year, but many times there's a villain.
Yeah.
Colquitt County was a great villain for us for several years. Gainesville is absolutely embracing the role of the villain. Like you said, they want to be that team that's going to stick it to everybody by winning this title. Thomas County Central is equally motivated to say everybody wants us to beat this team. The whole classification of 5A and a lot of people outside of that classification want to see us win this game. We are mad about what they forced us to do schedule-wise and play these games in rapid succession. And also, as an aside, we're really, really good. We won 52 games in 4 years. We have a state title from a couple of years ago. We are the team that is the hunted. It's not Gainesville. And I think that, like you said, a good coach finds motivation. Thomas County Central has tons of it just as well.
Yeah, and full disclosure, if Thomas County Central wins this game, there will be parades in Roswell, Milton, Rome.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of over by Hughes as well. There's going to be a lot of parades taking place in celebration of Thomas County Central. They will become the people's champion if they find a way to win this game after 48 minutes.
Those are the words. The words of a wise man right there. The people's champion should Thomas County Central pull this off. So I am going to recap it really quick in case there's somebody out there who's been under a rock.
The one person.
Just got here off the island, wherever they've been. So Gainesville a few weeks ago is playing Brunswick, blowing them out. I think it was 42-0 at the time in the third quarter. A wide receiver for Brunswick took exception. I'm sure there had been some talking by the defensive backs.
The wide receiver was involved in another altercation earlier in the game.
I mean, that is the game of football, too. So he suddenly just exploded, started punching a couple of different defensive backs for Gainesville. Benches emptied. 39 players initially were suspended for Gainesville because they left the bench to engage in the fight. On further review, they still wanted to suspend 34 of them and said, you know, that there's five guys we can clear. So Gainesville went to court. And, you know, their case being, we can't take a one-game suspension in this deep in the playoffs. There's just no way. It's fair to our kids. And we didn't start this. So they went to court. They got an injunction. It got paused. That's what screwed up the schedules. And the GHSA did eventually back down. And I'm going to call it back down.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Their justification was, well, we had a similar situation in August, and we ended up not suspending all the players for that. So we broke our own rules, so we're not going to enforce them this time either.
And the important thing to highlight in the legal complaint that got the temporary injunction, what was highlighted is the most technical of technicalities, and credit to anybody who is a lawyer. You know what? All the work you put in to get that degree, you put it to good use. Technically, to be suspended for a game, you must be ejected from the game. The referee called the game and didn't formally eject the players for fighting, and that was the premise to get the temporary injunction to allow the players to play until the GHSA filed a counter. But, you know, again, none of that has to do with these kids, and it affects all these kids, and it affected the kids of Hughes, Rome, Thomas County Central, and Roswell.
Right. Now, and I'll go right back to the beginning. I don't think anybody's of a different mind than this. The GHSA completely screwed it up from the very beginning. Yeah. They should have suspended the five Gainesville kids who literally came out and were swinging back. Just gave everybody else a warning, or tell anyone with eligibility left, you're going to miss a game at the start of next year.
And when Brunswick said, this is our fault, we caused this, we shouldn't have had that player on the field. It kind of makes the mitigating circumstances that everybody talks about, the letter and the spirit of the law. The letter was broken technically, but when you look at the spirit and the whole context of it, it should have never gotten to that point.
Right, and I get Gainesville's point of view, too. They feel wrong. They felt wrong by that decision. and they thought going to court was their only way to try to get it right. And then they use that as motivation, and they beat these other teams. So everybody's a victim. Everybody can be a hero. There's a role for you tonight, no matter what you are doing in this drama that will play out in front of us now for the next few hours.
And the thing that we're missing about this is Gainesville's a really good football team, too. Like, they are a really good football team, whether, you know, the legal case happened and the lawsuit and injunctions happened. They played a game against Hughes that, I mean, if Hughes would have won the game, it would have been kind of embarrassing for Gainesville after all that pomp and circumstance. But this is still a really good football team, and they... I think that's gotten lost in the whole minutiae, for lack of a better term, of everything that went on. We have two really solid, well-coached football teams about to take the field for a 5A state championship.
Yeah, no, we were lucky enough to actually be in Gainesville for two regular season games this year. And
Y'all were. I live 23 minutes away and didn't even get a chance to do one.
I'm so sorry. And Carl, were you at either one of those games? I know Chris was. Chris Mooneyham was with me one time.
Oh, the last one.
Oh, you were there for the last one.
The Great Press Box.
The Great Press Box, it's outstanding. And by the way, the rest of the state, you could learn a lesson from Gainesville and how they lay out the spread for the media. Because they really take care of us better than anybody else. From north to south and east to west, they are the ones. But they've gotten better and better as years gone on. And I had a chance to see it in person by doing a very early season game, a later season game. And now I'm going to see them tonight. But there's no doubt this is a team that has really matured and just improved day after day, game after game. Now, like you said, Brandon, they are a motivated bunch. They are a talented bunch. And they're peaking at the right time, which is exactly the recipe you need for a champion.
Yeah, they have to block out all the noise and turn this into 11-on-11 football, because I think if you're Josh Niblett, you really believe that if this game, if there's no other factors, if this game is played in a vacuum, they feel that they have the athletes, the horses, and there's the utmost confidence in the headsets and everybody on the headsets that they can win this game. And we've seen that be the I don't want to say the inhibitor at times, but when they played games against Milton, quickly the games would get out of hand because you would see that confidence go away, especially on the sidelines, and they would go, oh man, we're behind in this game. How are we going to figure this one out? They've overcame a lot of those obstacles in their way, and I think the biggest growth in the success of these players have come on the sidelines, where this is a different coaching staff, and Josh Niblett's only challenged by Richard Finley from Bowden in the weight room. Not many people can outlift him, but I think as a head coach in this state, in this classification, he's finally confident that they have every basis covered in a football game in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, and I really think these teams mirror each other quite a bit. They're both offensively very balanced, defensively very tough. They like to run the ball, but they do throw the ball well and effectively. They defend them both very well. Additionally, Gainesville's averaged 42 points a game, giving up 15.1. Thomas County Central, 53.3 on offense and 10.6 on defense. But again, I think they hit the ground running, being as good as they are right now. And Gainesville had to work their way up to this, and that's how that happened.
And one thing I'll touch on, BJ, you kind of hit it about when they played Milton, how they kind of lost that confidence. I think their loss at the end of the year to Roswell really was the catalyst to getting them here.
Tighten it up.
Because they knew they had to tighten it up. I mean, they were blowing Roswell out in that game, and then all of a sudden Roswell comes charging back and takes the lead at the very end of the game, and they lose, you know. And it was a very close game. I mean, they lost 37-35. So I think that gave Coach Niblett something that he could take back and have his kids like, look, this could happen to you next week if you guys don't tighten it up.
Yeah, as long as we're out before 1 a.m., I'll be happy.
I'm looking for 12:30, but that means these guys got to run the ball for us a little bit. Let's not have a lot of penalties and that sort of stuff. We don't need any chippiness tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We will not be getting chippy during the break. 15 minutes from now when kickoff is going to be coming to us. So keep it right here for all the action. Here are the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships. The 5A game coming your way. This is presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
A golf instructor who knows technique can improve an aspiring pro swing. Four. But one who really cares can help transform a career.
There he is, your new champion.
When you team up with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Friday nights in Georgia are all about family, football, community. I'm Stephen Fowler, founder of the Fowler Firm here in Atlanta. Just like these athletes fight for every yard, my team fights for our clients who have been injured in car accidents, workplace injuries, or wrongful death cases. We know when tragedy strikes, it impacts the whole family. And that's why we stand by your side every step of the way. At the Fowler Firm, we combine tough legal representation with personal care, giving you direct access to your attorney. If you or a loved one has been hurt, go to FowlerFirmLaw.com. Because when life goes foul, we fight to make it fair. FowlerFirmLaw.com.
How terrible.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
There's more state championship football coming up next. We're walking you right up to the next game of the GHSA State Football Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance.
You are back in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Doug Conkle and Carl Wuerl, getting you ready for the 5A state championship football game, going to be played between Gainesville and Thomas County Central, kicking off in just about 12 minutes from now. Carl, we just gave a pretty big overlay with our future sideline man, Brandon Joseph, but let's get a little more specific about the two teams. Both of them have a ton of talent. Statistically speaking, I mentioned that Thomas County Central, 53.3 points per game on defense, 10.6, whereas Gainesville is 42 points per game, 15.1 given up on defense. Deuce Lawrence, the Wake Forest signee, he's probably the main guy for Thomas County Central, the running back. 1,836 yards, 9.6 yards carry, 24 touchdowns in the air. So he's a big-time threat on the ground. He keeps some balance. They rush for 225 a game, but they pass up for 212. That's a lot of great balance at the high school level.
Yeah, a lot of great balance. Had a chance to take a look at their game against Woodward Academy earlier in the year. Just searching film to kind of review and see how this team plays and everything. Keep an eye on J.B. Watkins, Jabari Watkins. He is a Nebraska commit, has over 800 yards receiving and 11 touchdowns coming from Jalen Watts Johnson. But this is – they didn't give us their stats as far until I found it last night, actually. They did. But Watkins is a 6'2", 190-pound junior, so he'll be back. But he has really good hands, runs really good routes from what I saw, and he's got some speed. And then you talked about Deuce Lawrence, but keep an eye on Jordan McNeil also, watching a little bit of a highlight show package that comes out of Thomas County Central by the gentleman that's just to your right. Talked about Jordan McNeil is probably the fastest guy in the state of Georgia. He's like one of the track guys, so when he gets going, you're not going to catch him.
Yeah, the skill guys are good. The offensive line guys help make him go. I think one of the more interesting guys in the game tonight is Artem Korchagin. He is the center for Thomas County Central. This guy wasn't living in the United States 4 years ago. He and his family immigrated from Russia. His father had a business opportunity in Thomasville, so they ended up there. He learned the game of football. He's gotten better every year. This year he was the region offensive lineman of the year. Three-star guy, was committed to California until November when they fired the coach. He opened his recruiting up. He signed with South Alabama a couple weeks ago, and that's a program I know a little bit about. And I will tell you, I will not be shocked if he is not starting for that team as some of these are. He's an early enrollee, as are several of the guys who are going to the next level. With a school like South Alabama, like many schools, everybody's going in the portal. They have a huge opening. I can see him stepping in and doing it. And he's a guy that's really helped make the front go for this team. He calls the plays at the line. He really opens up all the blocking. But he's not alone, Carl. There's a few good guys up there with him.
Yeah, so 6'4", 300-pounder, to give you that, for Korchagin. He is a big kid. It'll be interesting. I wonder, did he have a wrestling background? Is that where the coaches kind of said, hey, you look like you could play some football? And he walked up to him probably like, huh?
I think he played a little soccer.
Okay, so quick feet. That helps him.
You would think he'd be a hockey guy, though. Big, hulking dude from a cold-weather country like Russia. But I'm not sure what his athletic history was. But when he got to America, he eventually took the fall. It was one of those situations, we've heard it a million times, he's walking the halls, and a coach comes out and says, son, you are huge. Why aren't you out there on the football field? And they got him out there, and the rest is history. But he has some good help up front. Left tackle Deontavis Cooper going to Tulane.
6'3", 305 pounds. So they've got some big kids up front.
They really
holes.
Do. And Zion Garlington over to Korchagin's right. You know, he's going to be a college player. He's got a few offers as well. So,
and he's small at 295.
I mean, that is it's so funny. You know, you and I were doing the 4A game just on Monday night. A couple of really talented teams in Benedictine and Creekside. Their lines were half the size of these guys pound for pound. This is a huge offensive line. A lot of skill guys. A lot of speed. Of course, we talk about how tough they are on defense. They've got guys, you know, going all over the country off that defense as well. They've got Jacksonville State and Old Dominion and FSU early enrollee. I mean, they're all over the place. Kennesaw State's got a player coming off this defense. So that's a good squad as well.
Yeah, keep an eye on Cameron Brooks. Really fast kid. He's one of the guys coming off the edge. But number six, Eugene Ware. He is shot out of a cannon when he comes on a blitz. So nobody really gets in his way using his speed and his strength. We saw a little bit of that on Monday night, but not to the extent of what you're going to see here in 5A and what you saw a little bit last night in 6A.
Right. So we'll talk some about the talent on Gainesville now. Quarterback Kareem Hughley. Now, you know, when I talked about how Gainesville's gotten better throughout the year, Hughley is the absolute poster boy for that. He did not look that great early in the season, but by the end of the year and in the playoffs, he has been dynamite.
Yeah, he's progressed a lot since last year. We did a game with them last year, and he had several offers. And at the time, you know, you could see him throwing off his back foot, not setting, not, you know, being balanced, keeping his shoulder squared, and looking downfield. He was trying to do more using the athleticism that he had. Now he's become a complete quarterback, and this man is just slinging the rock left and right. He runs the offense to perfection for Coach Tad Niblett, the offense coordinator and brother of Coach Josh Niblett. But, yeah, he's got a lot of targets, too. And one of his favorite guys over there is Legend Wilmont. We called his name a lot here on the local broadcast in that last game of the year.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, like you said, 6'1", 160. So he's a guy that can really do it. Their offensive line is pretty big. They got a couple of 300-pounders up there. It's not quite as big as Thomas County Central, but they're doing a good job opening holes. Nigel Newkirk is an interesting story tonight. We have to keep an eye on him to see if he's able to go full speed because he was injured recently.
Yeah, injured recently, so it'll be interesting to see with Nigel Newkirk what he can do. But if he is able to go, he's going to be one of the catalysts for the Red Elephants. Over just under 1,500 yards rushing on the season, has had 20 total touchdowns, 19 on the ground. Doesn't really do much out of the backfield as far as receiving goes, but he can cause a little bit of havoc. But they've got a couple of other running backs there we saw a lot of in that Roswell game. Dwight Lewis was giving the Hornets a lot of trouble, and then Bryce Lyons came on to spell those guys a couple of times.
Yeah, Dwight Lewis is a guy who topped the 1,000-yard mark this year as well, and he's a powerful kid. But we've seen him break a couple of fairly long runs in some of those games, as he's got a little more get up and go than you might imagine from a guy his size. Defensively, that front seven, that is a bunch. Let me tell you now, they got Jameron Matthews, who's going to Bama. Xavier Griffin, I will tell you, I'm amazed every time I look at the roster. This is one of the most dominant defenders in the state of Georgia. He's a linebacker. I got to stand next to him and see if he's 5'11", 180. Like he's listed. I just don't believe it. He looks huge from way up here in the press box. He does it every game and every venue we're at.
You're right. He looks like he's got to be at least 6'1", 6'2", but he's listed at 5'11", so we have to go
with that.
We
got to go with it. And 180, I don't really buy that either, but he's also going to Alabama. He's a big-time player. Aiden Kane, another defensive tackle up front. He's going to Duke. Caden Fassung, who we've seen have some great games this year. He is going to Tulsa. So, again, a lot of guys in the front seven there to really make life miserable for opposing offenses.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle up front. It's going to be, I know you're going to be able to watch that, like, one of the primary things, watching that huge offensive line for Thomas County Central going against that front four of Gainesville. And being able to watch what's going on in the trenches, because you know that's going to be a dogfight up there with those two guys, with Jamarian Matthews going against Korchigan. You know, that one's going to be a battle to watch. And then Fassung coming off the edge going against Deontavis Cooper or Corey King, whichever side he lines up on.
You know, part of me is really tempted to say neither of these teams has faced a team as good as the one they're going to face, but they both had a pretty tough road to get here. So I don't know if we can really say that or not, but I do know this: two really, really good teams have made it here to the Dome this year.
Oh, you're exactly right. It was, you know, first round maybe not as bad for Gainesville with Dunwoody, but then you had Brunswick, who they took care of. Y'all talked about that. And then Hughes, who was the returning state championship, that one went down to the final, you know, quarter, and they were able to escape that one 40-32. And then everybody else thought last week's game was going to be a lot closer than it was, but they were able to take care of Rome 37-6. On the other side of the ball very quickly, Woodstock, Villarica, Woodward Academy, that one I told you I watched, and then Thomas County Central dispatched Roswell 49-28. So they've been averaging giving up defensively-wise only just under 19 points per game in the playoffs, and 10.25 points per game in the playoffs for the Gainesville Red Elephants. So the defense has gotten a little stiffer on both sides.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we are going to kick this thing off. So stay right here for the 5A Championship of the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gillibo Football State Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Pecans. They're a part of every holiday dinner in the South. There's nothing like the sweet, buttery crunch you'll find at Stone Mountain Pecan. They're great treats by themselves and perfect for holiday baking. Don't have time to bake? Try our Just Nuts tin for a tasty variety of chocolate nuts for your guests. You'll also find tons of other nuts and candies at Stone Mountain, like our praline pecans. Plus, we're a great one-stop shop for all your gift giving, and we ship anywhere. Go nuts this year and place your order at stonemountainpecan.com or visit us on Highway 78 in Monroe. And don't forget, eat well, be happy.
Hey, Brian Finneran here. Mental health has become a significant concern among young athletes. In today's youth sports culture, there's immense pressure put on our kids to perform. As parents, we need to reduce the pressure on our kids to perform in sports and create a safe environment for them to express their struggles without fear of judgment. It's also important not to assume that our kids are fine just because they're not speaking up. If you or anyone you know is struggling, there is help available by calling 988. This message was brought to you by the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit DuplicatingProducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
It's almost time for more of the GHSA State Football Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Thomas County Central has won the toss. They have further selection to the second half. The Gainesville Red Elephant will take the ball, receiving at the open end zone. Doug, Carl, the 5A State Championship coming up now.
Welcome to the 2025 Georgia High School Association State Football Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Touchdown as he stays in. All right, quarter, throwing it deep.
We're live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the heart of Atlanta with the biggest matchups of the year. Special thanks to Northside Hospital, First Horizon Bank, Georgia Power, Whataburger, and the Fowler Firm.
30, 25, one man to beat. He dives and misses and in for the score.
Tonight, it's the 5A State Championship game as the Gainesville Red Elephants take on the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets.
Goes up and he brings it down. They're wrestling for it. Touchdown!
Now it's time for the 2025 GHSA State Football Championships.
Yeah, good evening and welcome inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the 5A State Final of the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships, all presented by Alpha Insurance. Alongside my broadcast partner, Doug Conkle, Brandon Joseph, down on the sideline, I am Carl Wuerl, as we're getting set to kick off the final state final of the season of the 2025 year. As Brandon Joseph told you, that it was Thomas County Central winning the toss. They elected to defer, so they will be kicking off deep to the Gainesville Red Elephants. Red Elephants will be moving from the left to the right, back deep. They have Philip Williams on the far side of the field, near side. That is one legend, Wilmont. Wilmont does have an 89-yard touchdown return, kickoff return. Keep an eye on him, Doug, as it will be toe-to-leather coming up here and kicking it away for Thomas County Central. That is Graham Fleming. Excuse me. That is Carson Morales. And Morales puts toe-to-leather. We're underway as it'll be over the head and into the end zone. Wilmont misjudged that. He came up on it and then just watched it sail over his head for the touchback. So it'll come out to the 20-yard line, and we'll get started here with Kareem Hughley bringing his offense out onto the field.
Yeah, it wasn't a mistake to misjudge it, actually, because it was going in the end zone regardless. He could have caught it back there, or he could have watched it bounce. Either way, it was going to happen just like it happened.
Hughley giving a last little bit of encouragement to his team as he jogs out onto the field. The Clemson commit, 6 foot, 195-pound junior. As we talked about in the pregame, he has progressed over last year and this year to where he's become a complete quarterback running. And Dwight Lewis will get the start. We mentioned that Nigel Newkirk may not go as he was dinged up, but Dwight Lewis is a capable running back. Play action to Lewis, looking to the right side, now flushed out of the pocket. He'll scramble as Hughley runs over two guys, takes it up to the 25-yard line, and then he's hit and taken down there. That's Eugene Ware coming on off that edge as the linebacker, one of the first guys to make the stop on Hughley. Little pump fake and then had to tuck it.
You know, one of the great things about having a great front line like Thomas County Central, you can drop guys back in coverage. That's exactly what happened there. Kobe Carnage at one corner. I know you love that name. We'll say it a lot. Daniel Jester, who's going to Delaware, and Eddie Guerra. Those guys in the back just made Hughley have to basically eat that ball and run and get what he could.
Yeah, the other outside linebacker, Trey Pringle, also in on the tackle. They'll hand off to Lewis, has two men miss, and then he stood up at the 25-yard line. No gain. That fires up the Yellow Jackets as Trey Pringle in on the tackle. That's his second tackle already this evening. So Trey Pringle, keep an eye on him. He's a Jack State commit. He's got to be excited seeing his future team win in the bowl game last night. As he's back in the huddle waiting for third down, it'll be third down and four from the 26-yard line.
It's a great job by him to fill that space and to meet the very powerful Lewis in the hole.
Working from the near hash mark. They'll fake to Lewis, and it's tipped up in the air, deflected by a man coming off the edge. Got his hand in the face. That's Isaac Andrews, one of the two twins. Andrews has multiple offers, standing a junior, both juniors. One's the defensive tackle, the other is the defensive end. So a quick four and out, not what Gainesville was looking for to get this game started, Doug. And they'll have to punt it back to the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets as they have a man back deep looking and waiting to return it for the Yellow Jackets. That's going to be DJ White, sophomore, from the punt coming from Cam James, the tight end. Short punt, rolls after hitting the 40 down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Finally touchdown by Marshall Leonard. So coming out with a three and out, the defense of the Yellow Jackets now send their offense out there to see what they can do. We talked about it in the pregame. Keep an eye on two particular specialists for the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets. Main one is Christian Deuce Lawrence. We'll call him Deuce pretty much the rest of the night, as that's what he goes by. He's the Wake Forest commit. Has just under 2,000 yards on the season at 1,836. Jalen Johnson, the senior quarterback, standing in shotgun with Lawrence just to his left. Quick little throw over to the left side. That's caught by Rodney Dunbar, the Pitt commit. He quickly gets 2 or 3 yards before being forced out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So they'll give him 2 on the play, and then he's knocked out.
Jalen Johnson, the quarterback, I think it's a great little confidence-building throw to open up. He's a good player. He's got a few offers to some FCS schools, but he's big and rangy, has a nice arm, and he can run it too.
Twins up top, single man down near side. That's Dunbar. A little pitch to the right side to Deuce Lawrence. Lawrence has some running room, crosses the 35 out to the 36. He'll be just shy of the first down. Xavier Griffin come up and makes his first stop of the evening. It'll be third down and about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. They'll call it a yard at the 37-yard line.
Well, I'm certain that Thomas County Central is more than pleased to be able to grind something out here on this opening drive.
Empty backfield. Now they'll bring Lawrence back into the backfield just to the left of Jalen Johnson in shotgun. Claps his hands, waits for the snap from Korchigan. He takes it, hands off to Lawrence right up the gut, picks up the first down. He gained 2 on the play, close to the 39-yard line. They'll move the chains and gain a new set of downs.
I don't think a lot of offensive lines are going to be able to get a push like we're seeing Thomas County Central right now against basically a college front line. But here in the opening few plays, they are definitely imposing some will.
And this time they go on the jet sweep coming from the right to the left. That's Deuce Lawrence tripped up by the defensive back who had to come up and make the play. Looks like it says 22. We'll go, I think it's going to be let's see, 22, Sear Hunter in there making the stop, a backup strong safety. But he gains another first down, working from the near hash mark. Man in motion from the right to the left, wanting to throw, two-step drop, now flushed out of the pocket. Now he'll scramble, flag comes out right in the middle of the field as he crosses down the 45, down to the 43-yard line. But most likely this one will be coming back, and Thomas County Central knows it already.
I think the guilty party is going to be Artem Korchagin, the man we were just talking about. He was blocking one-on-one against Hayden Kane. He held his own there for a few seconds, but eventually Kane started getting the better of him. He got a fistful of jersey.
Korchagin's a good-looking kid, tall, holds his weight well. You know, you think about when you get up into the 300-pound level, but if he's 6'4", 6'5", it's going to look good. So very athletic. So I could see him playing a little hockey or some soccer to have those good feet.
You definitely don't believe him being 300 pounds because he does carry it well.
So Lawrence just to the left. They'll throw it to him in the flats. He'll take it down inside, across the 40, over the 45, and out to the 46. As instead of being down inside Gainesville territory after that holding call, it pushed him back inside of Yellow Jacket territory. 8:46 to play here in the first quarter. No score early on. Gainesville went 3 and out. And now Thomas County Central with their first drive, just having 3 first downs already and looking to pick up another here on second down and 13 after the 3-yard loss. Fake the pitch to Lawrence. Keeping it is Jalen Johnson. He'll take it across midfield and then down to the 45-yard line of Gainesville. A little quarterback keeper after faking the pitch to Deuce.
I think one of the ways they've come into this game philosophically is they're not going to make that offensive line try to hold blocks too long against these talented guys. The one time they did, they got a holding call. But most of their plays are very quick developing, whether it's a pass or a run.
So they'll give a spell to Deuce Lawrence, and this time they'll bring in Evan Martin, a third back. Quick throw over to the left side. Too hot for the intended receiver. That's Gary Pringle, the tight end, and it just went right past him. I think the ball may have been thrown before he made his turn. Otherwise, he just had that a drop and couldn't hold on to it.
And the pass was not on target. It was low and to the outside, and it was catchable in a theoretic sense, but it's a very difficult catch to make.
Jalen Johnson wasn't happy, kind of jumped up and down. So it's 4th and 4. They're going to go for it here. Lawrence back into the ball game. We'll see if Justin Rogers calls a timeout. Is the play clock 12 seconds or if they're actually going to go for this? Two wide receivers up top, two down low. Forward pass to Lawrence. Lawrence gets around the edge, picks up the first down and more, and knocked out of bounds, lifted up off the ground and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But give credit to Deuce Lawrence. Gave a little fake with that left shoulder and was able to cut around the edge to use his speed and pick up that first down, Doug.
I thought he was going to have to lower his shoulder and try to overpower a defender. And like you said, then suddenly he just dipped outside, left him grabbing air out there, and got a big gainer on a fourth down play.
Twins down near side, single man up top. Back in the backfield is Evan Martin. They'll bring a man in motion. Jet sweep, they'll hand off to the man coming in motion. That's going to take it inside the 30, down to the 28, and then finally taken down. That's DJ White, the sophomore. He's listed as a return man. Here he gets a little time at wide receiver, and he'll pick up maybe 3 yards on the play before he is dropped by the Red Elephants.
By the way, that was Damari Cheeks who let him break contain. He's in on that tackle, too.
Hit Cheeks, outside linebacker. Two-step drop, throwing, looking for the end zone, has a man, and it is caught. 33-yard touchdown pass to the tight end, Gary Pringle, and the Yellow Jackets strike first here in the first quarter.
What a pretty pass, lots of touch. They just send the receiver, the tight end, is streaking straight down the middle of the field on that post pattern. And Johnson just lost it over the defender who was trying to match his speed. But that was Darren Williams, the middle linebacker, but just wasn't ready for that play. And great execution by Thomas County Central that time.
The extra point by Carson Morales, his 51st of the season, is up and good. And with that 33-yard strike, Yellow Jackets take the lead 7-0 with 7:32 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick media timeout as there's timeout on the field. You're listening to the 5A State Final at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
What if, instead of choosing between a big bank or a small bank, you could choose one bank that's the best of both? That's First Horizon, with big bank reliability and small bank resolve. You get 160 years of financial strength and stability and an enduring commitment to personal service. When the best of big meets the best of small, you get it all to help you on the road to your horizon. First Horizon Bank. Visit firsthorizon.com/get-it-all.
My cubs like scary stories around the campfire. One of their favorites is about the time before we had Scana Energy as our natural gas provider. Cold winters were unbearable in those days. Now that we've locked in long-term savings with Scana, the whole family can relax and stay warm all winter. Find an option that's right for your family with Scana and save up to $100 when you sign up. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/warm for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the biggest games of the year. The 2025 GHSA State Football Championships presented by Alpha Insurance.
After the 33-yard touchdown pass from Jalen Johnson to Gary Pringle, one he hopes he doesn't have just one of tonight, the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets lead 7-0 after Gainesville went 3 and out. So Gainesville is going to have to look for an answer here very quickly. Doug, I think maybe what you talked about after that pass from Jalen Johnson, just giving him the little bit of confidence building that. If Gainesville had done that earlier, then in their first drive, you may have seen something different. Hughley wasn't really able to get anything off because they were looking downfield the whole time.
And he was under a tremendous amount of pressure, but they were just covering so well downfield that there was no chance for the pattern to really develop for him. So ended up having to eat the ball a couple times, whereas Thomas County Generals come out with a very quick-hitting, kind of a rhythm offense that worked well for them on that opening drive.
Carson Morales drives this one back. Legend Wilmont takes it at the 3 on the near side. Starts to the middle of the field, crosses the 10, 15, and then he's dropped at the 17, maybe 16-yard line. Trey Pringle with the tackle. So we've already seen he's been active on defense, now getting into it on the special teams side of the ball. So all three facets so far of the game for the the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets are working to perfection.
Just call him an athlete. I mean, because you could call him a tight end, but like in any classification, and especially when you're playing for the title, when you're in that game, every player is available to make every kind of play on either side of the ball. So guys like Pringle, they're the difference makers in a title or not a title.
Hughley sends Philip Williams in motion from the right to the left. He'll hand off underneath. This is Dwight Lewis again. He'll take it up across the 20 and pushed out of bounds by Pringle after a gain of about five. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGTJ, Murrayville-Gainesville, W24ADL, Murrayville-Gainesville.
And back here, where after a 5-yard gain or 4-yard gain by Dwight Lewis, it'll be second down and six, working from the near hash mark.
Isaiah Andrews was the end that was in charge of contain over there, but I think he was a little surprised by Dwight Lewis's speed. The little stout guy got around him and made those yards.
Send Williams in motion from the right to the left. Rolling that way is Hughley. Now throwing, has him, and too far over the head of legend Wilbont, as that was his intended receiver, and running a crossing route. Just could not hook up with him, so that'll bring up a third down and long for the Gainesville Red Elephants, as it looks like. Going out of the game is Lewis. We'll see if that's Bryce Lyons coming in to the backfield or if we're going to see Newkirk. No, it looks like they're going to go empty backfield and have another extra wide receiver as they sent the backup quarterback, Rex Green, in. So keep an eye on a double pass here. We'll see if Thomas County Central recognizes it. But number 18's coming into the ball game and quite possibly could be a trick play as the clock went all the way down to one. Gainesville's going to call a timeout, Doug, because they were about to get a delay of game because it didn't look like everybody was on the same page there.
You know, like I said, we've seen Gainesville a couple times this year, and one of the things I think we've noted on air is that Kareem Hughley's experienced the Patrick Mahomes effect, and you just saw it on that play right there. He's rolling out to his right, and he let that ball go, but he was doing kind of a funky sort of sidearm, a little jump in the air while he's doing it. It was not on target because he didn't plant his feet. He didn't go the classic motion. I'm not saying he should do that all the time, but I think at times when he's not accurate, you can look at something like that where the mechanics are, I can't call them wrong or bad. They are different, and they're not suitable for everybody. And Hughley may not be a guy who can do those things, and he's got to figure out the way he can do things.
Yeah, and I think that's where, you know, we complimented on him how he has progressed, but there are times where he regresses like that. And we did see that in the game that we called, and we said, hey, he's throwing off that back foot. He's trying to drop down sidearm instead of just throwing the ball with the proper mechanic.
And he was rolling. You know, it's a rollout, and you throwing on the run, but there are nice, clean ways to do that without having to, you know, make me upset with your sidearm attempt up here.
All right. Rex Green, the backup, is still in, so keep an eye on that. He has 4 carries on the season, but see if there's some kind of trick play. He's going to go out into on a wheel route. He's tripped up and going down on the sack back at the 18-yard line is Hughley. First guy there was Prince Che. Also in on the tackle was Omari Stevenson helping him out, taking him down. But Che was the first guy that jumped on his back, and then Stevenson just touched him to get that half sack.
As Hughley started scrambling, it ran into his right guard, Bryson Sturtevant, who, no fault of Sturtevant's, it was just where the pushing and shoving had gotten him. And Hughley had nowhere to go because they're either defenders or his own offensive linemen were in his way in every direction.
So they'll punt it back one more time to DJ White. White has better area to field this one, but it's a short punt, but takes a Gainesville roll. It bounced at the 45-yard line of Thomas County Central and rolls all the way back down to the 32-yard line is where they'll touch that one up. So Ruben Gonzalez flipping the field for the Red Elephants after a nice snap from Cam James, the long snapper.
Yeah, one thing we won't see tonight, no aspersions, I don't like to cast them, we won't see a great kicking game by either team. They have a combined total of 4 field goals on the year. 1 for Gainesville, 3 for Thomas County Central. So that's not how they win these games. They win by what we've seen them doing, which is more or less overpowering their opponent with just fantastic coaching and a lot of talent.
Lawrence just to the left of Jalen Johnson. He'll take the handoff from Johnson, going right side, following behind Zion Garlington and Corey King. He'll push forward for about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7.
That was a good adjustment that time. They were really keying in on the running back on that play. They know it was Lawrence who really made everything go last drive they had, so I believe he's going to be getting a lot of attention now.
Rodney Dunbar comes out as he was running a flyer out, so they throw in Malik Wolf on the far right side. They'll fake the give. No, they'll hand off to Lawrence very covertly, and he's going to pick up the first down, just running diagonally straight ahead, but straight ahead, not making any moves to pick up that first down.
I can see something positive about Artem Korchagin after him getting the holding penalty last drive. He took on Jamarian Matthews and totally turned and pushed him out of the way, created that hole that Lawrence burst through to get that first down.
So Tripp stacked on the far right side, two men down near side, Dunbar back in. He was outside of the other man. Now he gets inside, lining up in the slot. They'll bring a man in motion from the right to the left. Jet sweep, it's a reverse, and it's going to be a reverse throw. They have Dunbar down at the 20. He's at the 15-10 and taken down there as coming all the way back to make the tackle. That's Elijah Watson, but it was J.B. Watkins coming back where it looks like it was going to be an end-around. Took the pitch from the man who had the jet sweep and slung it all the way downfield to hook up with Rodney Dunbar on a huge gain.
I know that Brandon Joseph doesn't like trick plays very much, but when they work, they sure are spectacular.
So inside the red zone once more as Jalen Johnson heads off to Deuce Lawrence, and he'll drive forward for about 4. It'll be a second down and 6. Jalen Johnson, did you notice how nonchalant he is? When, you know, a lot of guys will do this, then kind of run through and like he's going to pass it. He just sits there. He's like, okay, he's taking it. Oh, can you tell he took it?
he does it. You're right. He doesn't look rushed ever. He's very, very kind of casual, doesn't appear hurried, whether he's got the ball or doesn't. You kind of don't know by his demeanor.
Back in the ball game is Evan Martin. He'll get the carry, but no, it's a fake. It's going to be Jalen Johnson. Call it his own number and taking it in from 8 yards out as Johnson picks up his 6th rushing touchdown of the season and quickly makes this a 13-point ball game with just under 5 minutes to play.
Johnson that time made a great read keeping the ball. And he went from nonchalant to suddenly bursting straight ahead behind his right guard and right tackle. Huge hole once he got past that initial line. Easy walk in the end zone for him. And lest anyone think that Gainesville's in big trouble, I want to refer them back again to what you said about that Milton game early in the year. They got way down, and they stormed back in that game. Did not win, but made it close. Gainesville's not out of anything yet, I promise you.
So Thomas County Central jumps out to a 14-0 lead after the Carson Morales extra point caps off the 8-yard touchdown run by Jalen Johnson as a beautiful trick play took him down inside the red zone after they had a nice drive going. But Thomas County Central announcing their presence with authority here, and you could just see how calm that Jalen Johnson is as they get set to kick this one off back to Gainesville. But Doug, right now, this doesn't look like the Gainesville Red Elephants that we saw a couple of times this year.
No, the absence of Newkirk is a little noticeable, I think, that they could probably establish a little more of a running threat if he's there. Not that Dwight Lewis isn't very effective, and he is, but they don't seem to be as willing to make him a feature back as they're putting a lot of this game in Hughley's hands. And right now, the defense of Thomas County Central is up to that challenge. I think there's going to have to be some adjustments by Gainesville's offense, and they need to happen immediately. They can't afford to get in too big a hole. And Thomas County on offense might be a little more than they expected right now, as they seem to be doing whatever they want on their first two possessions.
Wilmont and Williams back deep for the Carson Morales kick, as this one will be returnable for the second time again at the 2-yard line across the 10, 15, has a little bit of a hole, up across the 20 and down to about the 22-23-yard line, or up to about the 22-23-yard line before he's taken down by a Yellow Jacket. BJ, down on the sideline, what? And I know you're probably more on the Thomas County Central sideline, but what's the pulse you're getting there from Gainesville, if you can tell by the players? They're probably not dropping their shoulders or anything like that down 14-0 yet, but this could get out of hand pretty quickly if they aren't able to put any points on the board.
Brandon right now on a fact-finding mission. He's going to report in just a couple of minutes for us about that and other things. But meanwhile, Gainesville's back up. I think Gainesville needs to loosen the edges with some end-arounds, that sort of thing. Trying to throw it out there isn't working too well, so they need to start from the middle and work their way outside.
Empty backfield. They're going double tights. They'll quickly throw it to Cam James, the tight end, out at about the 30 or 28. He's up across the 30, 35, 40. Still on his feet, knocked out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So the biggest gain of the night for the Gainesville Elephants have them right on the doorstep of Thomas County Central territory, where they haven't been yet this evening.
Yeah, that's, without any exaggeration, easily the best offensive play of the night for the Red Elephants.
Single back in the backfield. That is Lewis. He gets around the edge, picks up a nice block, but it's closed on very quickly as coming up and making the stop. This time, Jacoby Herring, the backup middle linebacker, gets in there and makes the hit, but not before 4 yards on the ground by Dwight Lewis. It'll be second down and six.
We saw something like that in their previous drive, where Lewis went like he's going to head straight up the hash marks, but then he dips and gets out the outside. Good job closing it down before it got any worse for the defense of the Yellow Jackets, but it was a nice carry by Lewis that time.
Chase Walker split down near side. He's just outside of Cam James. Two-step drop for Hughley. Pressure comes. Steps inside the pocket. Now rips it downfield. Looking for Phillip Williams. And it's just underthrown and picked off by Kobe Carnage as he comes up and pulls it down. Carnage cut right in front of Phillip Williams, who was streaking down the middle of the field. He was open for a second, but the ball was just slightly underthrown, and that gave Carnage time to catch up and pick off the ball for his first interception of the season.
Hindsight's 20/20, particularly when you have binoculars and sitting in a comfortable press box. But Hughley easily had that first down and more if he kept that ball. He scrambled up through the middle of the pocket. Tons of space there for him. He elected to go really deep on a man. You're right, he was open a bit, but he was still pretty well covered. Carnage was down there within striking distance, obviously, at that point. Hughley that time, I think, got impatient. It was there for him for a pretty big gain on the ground, at least a first down run.
Seventh interception for Hughley. We'll see if they could take advantage and get points off the turnover. Johnson swings it out in the flat to Deuce Lawrence. Lawrence hit right away as coming up and making the stop. That's Jamarian Matthews from his defensive tackle position. He cut out to the outside. Still gained four on the play. It'll be second down and six.
Johnson is just a cool customer, isn't he? Even that little out he just throws, very smooth, right where it needs to go, doesn't hesitate, gets right to his man, it's on target, and it goes.
Frank Garbutt comes in as an H-back, matching up the tight end on the left side. They'll fake the pitch to Lawrence, keeping it as Johnson has some running room, enough to pick up the first down, and then drop at the 17-yard line. It'll be close to the first. Now they're going to give it a first down, so they'll move the chains as they followed behind the blocks. Camden Godwin, the third-string tight end, as they're putting two tight end sets in right now, as Frank Garbutt's more of an H-back fullback character lined up on the right side.
And Fossum got pushed backwards that time.
Flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, has a ton of running room up across the 30, or excuse me, up across 25, knocked out at the, looks like the official, he's straddling it, but it looks like he's marking it at the 27. Now they'll give him the 28-yard line.
You really got to admire the decisiveness of Johnson. This play is a great demonstrator. He gets flushed out of the pocket. He's rolling, goes right. He's willing to throw it, but he very quickly decides this is a running play now, and he scrambles up and nearly gets the first down. No, does get the first down.
Both tight ends come out. Caden Fasong was the one that flushed him out of the pocket. Jordan McNeil is now in just to the left in the shotgun with Jalen Johnson. Johnson, one-step drop, now looking downfield. Flush has a man fall at his feet. Now he just wisely gets outside the tackle box as a flag flies and throws it out of bounds as Marshall Leonard got held by he was the one sweeping at him. There was a guy that held, looks like Jamarian Matthews, who was coming in too. We'll get the call from the official. 2:51 to play here in the first quarter. 14-0 Thomas County Central on top of Gainesville. Holding call. Spot a foul. That's going to be a little painful there. 20-yard line and marching that back 10 more yards.
Kimran's being mean. They are doing a close-up of Deontavius Cooper, the left tackle, who is the guilty party in this situation, as he has his hands all over Aiden Kane. Then put his arms in the air like they do when they committed a foul. So that time, I kind of gave himself away, but the referee saw it and immediately threw the flag.
BJ's back from research. We'll go down to him after this play, but it's now going to be a first down and 18 as McNeil comes back into the backfield, lined up on the right side of Jalen Johnson. Claps his hands, takes the snap. He'll call his own number. That little stutter set bought him some room as the defender bit outside, and he was able to cut all the way up across the 25, out to the 28-yard line, close to the original line of scrimmage. BJ.
There is no Nigel Newkirk here on the sideline right now for Gainesville, not dressed out, so not even hanging out right now, at least invisibly on the sideline. One note from the Gainesville sideline as well. Not a fun time to be an offensive lineman for the Red Elephants. Offensive line coach Tristan Honeycutt, former head coach of the Grayson Rams, laying into the offensive line during this whole defensive possession for Gainesville, has spent the whole time just laying into his offensive line to tell him to make adjustment, stop hooking, stop getting beat, and where they're getting beat. So for Gainesville, the adjustments are coming on this offensive line.
We'll keep an eye on that on the next series right there. That was Johnson hooking up with Rodney Dunbar again for a gain of 4. It'll be third down and 6, 2:13 to play in the first quarter. Back into the ball game is Deuce Lawrence. He's on the right side of Jalen Johnson. Defense shifts from the right to the left. They'll bring a man in motion. That's J.B. Watkins. Two-step drop, looking right, throwing middle of the field. That's Watkins, who came on the crossing pattern. He'll be close to a first down out across the 35 to around the 36-yard line. 37 and a half is the line to make.
They gave him the spot.
No, they're going to give it to him. They're saying he leaned had the forward momentum.
Yeah, they gave it to him by a good half, maybe even a full yard. They were more impressed than we were by that play.
Yeah, very much so. Working from the far hash mark, first down and 10, just under 2 minutes to play here in the quarter. Lawrence to the left of Jalen Johnson. Trips down near side. The boundary side is open. Johnson rolls out, gets outside of the tackle boxes, and then sends it high over the head of Rodney Dunbar. Very quick decision maker. You talked about that just a second ago. He didn't see anybody open. They were covered up. He knew they were coming off the edge, and he just slung that ball out of bounds. Wisely, calmly, lives to throw another day.
And I think they stunted Aiden Kane that time. He got free, and he's the one who really had the pressure on Jalen Johnson that took away the options.
Second down and 10, far hash mark. Twins down near side, single man up top. Lawrence in the backfield. They'll hand off to him. Little stutter step. Jukes in to side up across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Gain a small gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8. 1:34 here to go in the first quarter.
That's not an impressive play in the stat box, but it really is demonstrative of the line play by Thomas County Central. Both sides of their line, as Brandon Joseph was just saying, is really what's the difference so far in this game. They're owning things up front.
Tyrone Everett comes out as Watkins comes back in. Rolling left, thrown, hit as he throws over the head of Rodney Dunbar, running a deep out route. I think Jalen Johnson took offense to that shot that he took from Xavier Griffin, but it was a good, clean play. And for the first time tonight, Thomas County Central will punt the ball back to the Gainesville Red Elephants. As Jake Jones comes on for the first time tonight, Phillip Williams, who we've seen do a little bit of destruction from that punt return spot, back deep at his own 21-yard line.
Even in this possession where they have to punt, they still gained over 30 yards. So from a time of possession standpoint, it was a success, even if they couldn't get down into scoring territory.
Gainesville was spread out as Thomas County Central was too. A good snap. Short punt taken by Williams. Reverses it first. Now he'll come across and he is hit as he tried to jump over a man. He took a shot from the Thomas County Central yellow jacket, I believe, coming up and making that hit on him was DeAndre Andrews, one of the backup D-backs for Thomas County Central.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. The guy who laid the hit, and I think the punt returner thought he was going to get free for a second, but then he got cleaned up.
Let's pause real quick, take a quick timeout. We'll be right back as you're listening to the Tommy Gilbill Football State Championships on the GHSA Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Former Georgia quarterback Buck.
Hey, folks. This is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they
drops back two steps, now throws to the right side, has a man on the crossing pattern as making the catch and being forced out of bounds for Gainesville. That's Landon Williamson, one of the backup tight ends behind Cam James. He gets about 7 or 8, so a nice gain there, and it'll make it second down. And we'll call it 3 on the 7-yard pitch and catch.
Yeah, while we were in break, there was a penalty. It was actually a 1st and 15, so that's a great first down play for Gainesville.
They'll hand off to Dwight Lewis, coming right side, had some room, but he's upended as coming in and just taking his legs out from under him. Daniel Jester not laughing right there as he was coming in with some violence and just took the legs out from underneath Dwight Lewis after a short gain. It'll be 3rd down and 1.
He was doing some, I guess you call it gamboling in the Shakespearean way for the Jester afterwards, though. He was had a little strut going on after that play.
He's saying, I've got him locked in. So 3rd and 1, big 3rd down here for Gainesville.
Gainesville needs this in the worst way, Carl.
You have to wonder if maybe they would keep it in Hughley's hands to try to run for it.
That's what I would do.
They send James in motion. They do hand off to Dwight Lewis. Had a little bit of a hole, and then it was sealed. But I think it was enough for the first down. It's going to
be
close.
Really close.
They're holding him right now. But Lewis looked like he was going to have a huge hole, and then it just closed up very quickly. Give credit to Thomas County Central and Jacoby Herring, who closed it up. Looks like we're going to get a measurement here on 4th down. We are. This is far and few between these days getting the measurements.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. But, boy, you nailed it, and it's also the end of the quarter on that play regardless, so they've got a little time to burn.
So we've reached the end of the quarter here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thomas County Central on top of Gainesville, 14-0 here in the 5A state final at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guilbeault Football State Championship presented by Alpha Insurance on the Georgia High School GHSA Radio Network.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Into the 2025 GHSA State Football Championships.
14-0 is our score here after the first quarter. Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets on top of the Gainesville Red Elephants in the 5A state final. I'm Carl World down on the sideline. We've got Brandon Joseph, and the man next to me is Doug Conkle, bringing you all the action here in the very last game of the season of the 2025 season here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's been so far, even though it's only 14-0, and we'll take a look at some of the stats. With 4th and 1 coming up here, as it was short, we had a measurement during that break, and it did come up just shy. It's probably 4th and about 6 inches.
You're probably right. You described the play perfectly, though, Carl. It looked like it was easily going to be there for Dwight Lewis on that carry with the hole up the middle. And Thomas County Central defense, a couple of defenders just closed at a speed that seemed almost superhuman to get to him and knock him down just shy of that line. So Gainesville here with a huge decision to make and a lot on the line.
I'd be curious, and we'll try to get it pulled up, as what the yardage is, total yards,
Well, I can tell you that. It's 196 for Thomas County Central against 47 for Gainesville.
Yeah, you knew it was going to be probably under 50 because the positive yards have come in this last drive here. The technology not doing me right over here, closing up on my computer screen. So thanks for that, Doug. We got 4th and 1 coming up right here. Hughley with a back just to his right. That's Rex Green. Hughley calls his own number, picks up the first down, and Moore gets a nice block from Rex Green, who throws his man in front of him out of bounds. Then he'll run out of bounds with a nice gain right to the midfield stripe to pick up the first down with 11:55 to play in the half.
They left no doubt on that one, and I think that's what they needed to be doing all night long, and they hopefully have discovered that play. They need to get Hughley out there with the ball in his hands, and you can't discount him as a passer, obviously. The Clemson signee knows what he's doing. Commit, I should say. He's too early to sign yet. But you got to take advantage of his legs.
Rex Green still in the backfield. Keep an eye on how that comes up and into play later on. As we mentioned, Rex Green is the backup quarterback to Kareem Hughley. Tried to throw downfield in the middle of the field, and that's broken up, so it's 2nd down and 10 very quickly. Time of possession, 7 minutes and 10 seconds for Thomas County Central to just 4 minutes and 50 seconds for Gainesville there in that first quarter.
That was Denell Jester again on the defensive play, making sure the pass had no shot of getting caught.
New wide receiver down near side for Gainesville. That is Trent Wilcox in the ball game as he's lined up just outside of Phillip Williams. They'll hand it off to Rex Green. Green hit and stood up after a gain of about 2. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 8 as Hughley, as soon as he handed it off, he was able to gain those yards, but not much more after that as Green was just stood up and taken to the turf.
This Thomas County Central front seven, really the entire defense, it's a really impressive bunch. My first time really watching them this year. They're just very sound and very athletic.
And we're seeing the athleticism. They're big kids, but like you said, very athletic. And with Christian Honeycutt talking to his guys during that whole last series and trying to get them fired up, it seemed to work just a little bit as they've got inside Thomas County Central territory, but they're bending and not breaking, so not giving up too much as Hughley drops back looking, wanting to throw downfield, has a man, and it's thrown behind Phillip Williams. He had a step on his defender, Trey Pringle, that time, but the ball was thrown behind him, and they're lucky that wasn't intercepted, Doug.
Yeah, Pringle was able to knock it up in the air, and he had a teammate whose number I didn't catch was patrolling right behind him that almost had a shot at picking that off.
I think it may have been Eddie Guerrero because he was the cornerback that would have been in that area as they're going to punt this one away.
It was Jester, right? I think it was Pringle and Jester were the two guys back
there. Okay, Pringle and Jester. A nice punt, but it goes into the end zone. Looked like that one's going to be a coffin corner coming off the foot of Ruben Gonzalez, but it rolled and kicked left instead of going straight where it was. And so that'll come back out for the touchback with 11:13 to play here in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Thomas County Central 14, Gainesville nothing. Here in the 5A state final at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance. So the offense for Thomas County Central will come out one more time. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that all the drives are critical in a state championship game, but Thomas County Central, you know they want to get this third score. They want to really start putting it to Gainesville if they possibly can. The Gainesville defense is going to have to rise to this occasion.
They're focusing on TV on a player down on the sideline with his jersey. It says 29.
Uh-oh.
As the snap mishandled, but a flag comes out first. I think we're going to get a little bit of an illegal motion here. And it looks like Korchigan may be favoring his left leg as he walks back to the huddle.
Yeah, you're right. It does look like he's being very ginger as he's walking around out there.
We'll have to see how that affects Thomas County Central's progress as Korchigan, like you said, is calling the offensive plays as he just pointed out who the middle linebacker was, and now he gets ready to go, but favoring that left ankle, another false start.
Yeah, that time we saw it all. Number 73, Zion Garlington is the man who moved.
Yeah, just to the right of Korchagin. I wonder if Korchagin's moving a little bit. Don't want to blame them, but they're right next to each other, and Korchagin's moving a little bit slower. Maybe if he had to miss the count.
No, maybe, but Garlington's the only man that moved on the whole front line, so I got to think it's
exactly
more of a
right.
It's a Garlington thing.
I think it's a Jamarian Matthews thing because that's who Garlington's head up against. So back him up twice, 5 yards. Now it's first down and 20. They'll hand it off and coming to the right side. That is one. Deuce Lawrence never goes down, but finally swung out of bounds by the Zach Ingram, the cornerback on that side. But getting close to the first down, a gain of 15. It'll be second down and, or call it 17. It'll be a gain, second down and 3 for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's just a one-man offensive show sometimes is – Deuce Lewis.
And they got the pulling tight end who will spring him for the first down. If he had cut just a little bit earlier, it may have been a whole lot more. And give credit to the tight end. He was coming over. Give credit to Lawrence, too. Patiently waited for a second, let Frank Garbutt get in there and put the block on the defender, and that was allowed him to pick up the first down and more.
Yeah, keep this drive going for Thomas County Central, and they were in a pretty big hole to start it.
Near hash mark, they'll hand off to the back, and he tries to fight his way. Wasn't sure if that was Lawrence. It is. Thought he may have came out for a breather, and he's taken down to the ground as Xavier Griffin with the tackle from his linebacker spot.
Yeah, Xavier Griffin that time pursued around the right side and managed to get the back down. The middle was plugged up very, very well by the defense.
Now Lawrence will take a breather. Looks like Jalen Johnson may be calling a little bit of an audible, was shaking his hands. Now takes the snap. Whatever he went into was not the right call as he's strung out and taken down, making the stop. Coming up is Caden Fossum, taking him down in the backfield for the sack. But, yeah, just before the snap, Doug, he was doing a little bit of this. A couple guys moved. They took the snap and swallowed up right away.
Yeah, you could tell there were a couple players that were not executing the same play as the rest of the offense that time.
So a loss of 4 on the 30 on the play. It'll be third down and 13. Empty backfield, passing situation. Two trips up top, twins down near side. Two-step drop, looking left, now looking back to the right. Throwing it way downfield, has Dunbar, and it is dropped. Oh. Dunbar had it in the breadbasket, but give credit to the defender who got a hand in there and ripped it away at the last second as that was coming up and pulling that ball out of there, trying to get that number. Oh, it was Zach Ingram going, I would say step for step, but Dunbar had a step on him, and he closed it up.
Yeah, the ball hung up in the air just a little bit too long. If Johnson could have maybe put it out of there just a step further, I think Dunbar had that ball.
So with fourth down, it'll be Jake Jones coming back out to punt. Phillip Williams standing just inside of his 40 at the 38-yard line. The punt is shanked off the right side of Jones's foot, and it goes out of bounds, and Gainesville may have the best field position of the night as it looks like they're going to have the ball at the Thomas County Central 42. One official was standing at the 38, so I think equal field position of where they've gotten to. I think they've gotten to the 40, just inside the 45 earlier, but this one will start at the 42-yard line.
A little pressure by Gainesville that time on the punt. I think it affected the punter and helped cause that shank.
I thought he almost got a hand on it, but
I did too, but honestly, since he didn't celebrate, I knew he didn't.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for.
So Dwight Lewis to the left of Hughley. He'll take the snap, fake the give to Lewis, throw downfield looking for a man, and there's a flag as there was good coverage, but they're going to say he may have gotten there a little bit earlier.
That might not be a catchable ball. I'm not sure that flag-worthy, whatever happens down there.
It's Eddie Guerrero pleading his case as the intended receiver was Colin Porterfield. That's the first time that Hughley has thrown to him tonight, as he's usually one of his favorite targets coming into the game. He had 26 receptions on the season, but with the first pass interference call. This is going to give them a first down and move them further into Thomas County Central territory.
And Thomas County Central fans, and they got a big contingent here, folks. They are very unhappy with the call. I can't say that I blame them very much. I really think that ball was an out-of-bounds ball that was well behind the receiver, was not going to be caught.
Thomas County Central, 3.5, almost 4 hours down in Thomasville. Traveling really well. A lot of red seats over on the far side where Gainesville is, but a lot of empty ones, too. All decked out. It was a whiteout is what they called for, and the fans came in. And keep an eye out. I don't think they let them in with them, but they usually have some vuvuzelas that make a sound like a swarm
right.
of Yellow Jackets.
You've heard them. So that time it was a high snap, but apparently that was because of a movement penalty that just threw everybody off. So 5 yards given back now by Gainesville.
Yeah, false start. They'll move them back 5 yards. So Crew Molador, no problem with the high snap, but the false start was a problem. So we've got Porterfield split out to the far right side. Looks like we got Porterfield and Guerrero getting a little chippy. So they move Porterfield over to the right side where Guerrero is down on the near side. So we'll keep an eye on that matchup. I think that's what Thomas County Central is booing right now. And now we've got another flag. So Gainesville's not doing themselves any good right now with the false start penalties. That's going to be a first down and 20. That'll make the Yellow Jacket fans very happy. Gainesville fans not really appreciating it, though.
Well, they're exchanging drive penalties right now because Thomas County Central, remember, had a couple to start their last drive.
And they came up with that big run by Deuce Lawrence to pick up the first down. Dwight Lewis goes out of the backfield, but they'll drop it off the other way to Cam James. James, the tight end, picking him up and putting him down. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Gainesville on the board from 38 yards out on the Cam James 8-touchdown reception of the season from Kareem Hughley.
That was a bit of a middle screen. They let some of the defensive linemen through. Hughley delivers the ball. And excellent blocking downfield all the way is what made the difference between a good gainer and a touchdown.
So Hughley dropping it off to Cam James on, we'll call it a tight end middle screen, as they'll call on Logan Gailey to add the extra point. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is a 7-point ball game now. Let's throw it quickly down to Brandon Joseph. BJ.
Well, I hate to say penalties were good, but for the Gainesville, the play, the look was going to their sideline, so the far from the radio booth, on go routes to the end zone. What Thomas County Central has been doing defensively is they're going zero coverage, man across the board. So Gainesville must feel that they have an opportunity to beat them over the top if the offensive line adjustments can give Kareem Hughley enough time to allow those routes to develop downfield. But those two plays negated by false starts were go routes to the end. Ultimately, they score on the inside screen from the tight end, but you can kind of get a feel of what the County Central.
Thanks, BJ. Timeout at GHSA Tommy Gillibo Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Hey, everyone.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's the biggest games of the year. The 2025 GHSA State Football Championships presented by Alpha Insurance.
Gainesville cuts the lead to 14-7 now after the touchdown pass from Kareem Hughley to Cam James. And so they'll set to kick this one off back to Thomas County Central as it's Deuce Lawrence back deep for for Thomas County Central, along with, it looks like, Trey Pringle back there with him. Normally it would be Kobe Carnage, but Pringle standing right in the middle of the field with Deuce Lawrence.
You just like saying Kobe Carnage.
Dude, the guy's got the
best
last...
He's not even on the field, he can't not say his name.
The guy's got the best last... I mean, as a football player, Carnage.
It's pretty serious. You're right, it is.
So it goes past Trey Pringle, bouncing at the 5 and rolling into the end zone for the touchback. So Jalen Johnson will bring his squad on out to the 20-yard line. I mean, we had some really good ones in the both games. I mean, you had Carnage, you know, Roger Holder, the strong safety. That's really not a great one for a defensive player, you know. But, you know, there's some names. But I was like, I told you, I said, I can't make out this name. I couldn't tell if it was Camage or Carnage. I said, please let it be Carnage.
You just didn't want to believe your good luck, I think, because I thought it was easy to read. But you just you couldn't believe the fortune had smiled upon you with a name like Kobe Carnage to say all night.
And then we got a tight end that's a potato chip, you know?
Okay.
That's what I said.
You should have stopped at Carnage.
All right. Jalen Johnson just stands there for a second. Now he rolls out to the right. Now he'll pull it down. Broken play, maybe, because he didn't really look enthused to run that one. But coming up and making the hit and the stop, that's Aiden Kane, along with for the Gainesville Red Elephants, Jamarcus Sims, the free safety.
Yeah, it looks like Gainesville's defense is doing something right now to confuse Johnson. His last possession was the same story. He just really didn't seem to know what to do with the ball.
Second and 10, throws this one out into the flats to Deuce Lawrence. He makes a man miss, gets out of another tackle, and then lunges forward to about the 30-yard line. That'll be just enough. Looks like it's going to be enough, and it is, for the first down. But Jalen Johnson, who had a little bounce in his step earlier on, didn't have his shoulders squared, and just kind of threw it almost at the feet of Deuce Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence had to make a good catch just to get that play started.
This time he hands it off to Lawrence on the counterplay, going to the left side, and he runs into about 3 Red Elephants after a gain of about 2. It'll be second down and 8. So the defense is starting to look a little better for the Red Elephants. The offense has got them on the board, so I think the offense went over and said, guys, hold them, we'll get back into this one.
Yeah, they took that first pretty powerful shot by Thomas County Central, but now they seem to be have adjusted, and they've gotten themselves down ready to go again.
And we're going to throw it down to Brandon Joseph here after this play, as Jalen Johnson takes the snap, looking to the left side, and it is caught. J.B. Watkins, sliding catch, reaching behind his himself in order to pull the ball in, as the defender, Jamarcus Sims, was right there with him, and a great catch by J.B. Watkins.
Yeah, they're keeping a spy on him right now, too. Sorry, BJ, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, how'd you spend your Black Friday budget? Well, it looks like Thomas County Central, they brought a couple of TVs. So the sign boards on the check with me, they're not the traditional boards. They do have a couple of them, but most of it is changed on a slideshow on a TV that they hold up so they can make those quick changes quickly at the line of scrimmage so the quarterback can pick up the new play.
That is awesome. That's
technological advantage.
In high school, man, as they missed the hookup with Jalen Johnson to Rodney Dunbar. Dunbar was running a skinny post, and Johnson was looking for the out. And so that'll bring up second down and 10.
Again, the Thomas County Central offense, despite the fact they've gotten 2 first downs on this drive, they look really out of sorts all of a sudden.
Oh, I got the TVs now, BJ. I couldn't see them at first. They're standing right over there about the 35-yard line. Johnson being chased down, now throws back across his shoulders, hits Gary Pringle, who just sat down in the zone at the 38-yard line of Gainesville, and they'll pick up another first down. Now, that looks a little more like Jalen Johnson we saw earlier.
It really doesn't. It needs to be, because they've made Xavier Griffin now his personal spy. So he's going to find the going very tough, keeping that ball and runs up the middle from this point on. He's going to have to make plays like that.
Fake the give to Lawrence. Throws out to Dunbar in the flats. He makes one man miss, 2, and carries 2 other guys out of bounds at the 27-yard line, close to another first down. It's going to be just shy, unless they give him that front foot spot. The referees looking all the way across the field, and they did give the front foot stop spot. It's a first down at the 26-yard line. So it looked like he went out at the 27. They give him the 26. And now looks like we're going to get an official timeout. Or Thomas County Central's yelling at the officials. I'm not sure what's going on here.
They wanted to go fast, and the officials, for whatever reason, were slow to set the ball. And they felt a little victimized, I think, by that.
And the chains hadn't moved either. They moved the marker, but not the chain. So I think that's what they were waiting on. Now we got another whistle. Thomas County Central is not going to be happy at all with this, as both of two or three officials get together here. Now I think they may have called a timeout. And oh, they're reviewing this
challenge.
So I think with I don't know if Coach Niblett threw the red flag. I don't see it over there, but I think he held his guys enough, making substitutions and slowing it down enough to where they got the buzz down from the booth that's right next to us.
And now you know why Thomas County Central was upset. And the officials let Gainesville slow play it long enough to get their attention. And you can see the anger over there on Thomas County Central's sideline right now.
Yeah, and he's yelling. He was having a heated, I won't say heated, but a high conversation with the official, who he has really no, you know, involvement in it. It's the referee that would stop it, or the umpire. But he's also was talking to Deuce Lawrence, who was trying to calm him down, it looked like. So
yeah, Justin Rogers over there to still go, and he's still talking right now to some officials.
He will yell at whoever's, or will talk to whoever's will listen to him, as he's out with his team on the field, but he's away from his team because he's pointing at each of the referees that are over there. He wants the other head referee, who's down at about the 18-yard line, to come over and talk to him, but he's a little busy on the replay.
Carl, have we ever seen a calm and sedate head coach in one of these championship games? Doesn't seem that way. The Tom Landry model of coaching went out about 1975.
While they sort this one out, let's take a quick timeout here on the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance. This will be a 30-second timeout on the GHSA Radio Network.
Welcome to Longstreet Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Longstreet Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
14-0, Thomas County Central on. 14-7, Thomas County Central on top. Johnson claps his hands, takes the snap from Korchigan. Now throws to the left side of the end zone, looking for J.B. Watkins. Flags come out,
and well, they should.
He was running into him all the way. As on the, it was Jeremiah Proctor. It looked for a second like it was good coverage, but then he bumped into J.B. Watkins, and he turned around at the same time he started running into him as he grabbed the face mask.
And by the end of the play, he has his hands just slapping at the receiver's forearms and hands. Easy call for the referee down there.
But Proctor, give him credit, he saves the touchdown.
that was definitely
going to be a touchdown.
Yeah,
so
there's really sticky-fingered receivers out there otherwise.
Mark that one off 15 yards, and it's down to the 18.5-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 with 7:04 to play in the half. Trips near side, twins up top. Johnson spins the ball, now throws it into this J.B. Watkins, who's in the slot. He'll take it down to the 9-yard line. Quick throw, and pitch and throw by Johnson to Watkins. Really didn't have too much coverage on him. It closed quickly, but a gain of, we'll call it six or four there. It'll be second down and 6.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't feel like it's that effective, but you just bit off 4 yards out of the 10 you needed. That'll be helpful.
From the far hash mark, they'll hand it off to Deuce Lawrence, and he's in for the 6. From 8 yards out, Deuce Lawrence.
What a great run.
Looks like Korchigan is really hurt now as he is hopping off the field, not putting anything on that left foot. But it's Deuce Lawrence with his first touchdown of the night. It's his 25th of the season. This is a short one from 8 yards out.
Yeah, Korchkin was a warrior in that drive. You could tell he was hurting in the second that this play was over, and they had the touchdown. He immediately started limping and hopping as best he could over towards the sideline.
So Morales will add the extra point, push it back out to a 14-point lead. It's now 21-7 with 6:32 to play in the half. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. You're listening to the 5A state final at the Tommy Gillibue Football State Championships on the GHSA Radio Network.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Of the season, taking over 1,900 yards on the year, rushing and getting close to a 1,100-plus yard rushing game as the Wake Forest commit is... Demon Deacons are just waiting, aren't they, Doug, to get this guy?
Oh, man, and that was just a great run. He had to make about four or five cuts for that six-yard gain for that touchdown. He just going to his left, his right, and finally gets in the end zone.
Big kid, not tall, but stocky at 5'9", and he's 190 pounds. So not only does he have speed, but he's able to drop big tackles with those strong legs. Pulling at the legs. We've seen a couple of times guys trying to grab him around the ankles, and that's not going to work to take him down.
No, I think he's a guy, too, that can do a lot of things for an offense.
As the kick comes to Legend Wilmont at the 10-yard line. Direct straight up field, 20-yard line, and he has his ankles just chopped right out from under him. Coming up and making that stop. Guess who, Doug? Trey Pringle.
Oh, I was really hoping you're going to be able to say, Daniel Jester or Kobe Carnage, two of your favorite names. But Trey Pringle that time really had to leave his feet and dive to get that ankle that he needed to bring him down before he could really get his head of steam going.
So we'll see what Coach Niblett, Tad Niblett, and Josh Niblett have dialed up here as they had a nice drive and then a nice touchdown pass from Kareem Hughley to Cam James on that tight end middle screen that he had a couple of nice blocks and then did rest running downfield to get the first score for Gainesville. 6:27 to go in the half. They'll hand off to Dwight Lewis. Little stutter step from the left to the right. Opened up a hole, and he's able to pick up 8 on the play. So it'll be second down and 2 coming up and making the stop. Kobe Carnage and Daniel Jester for the Yellow Jackets, but not before Lewis, who if you're just... And Joseph, well, if you're just joining us, you didn't. Nigel Newkirk not shown either dressed out or in street clothes on the sideline after getting injured earlier last week. Throw by Hughley sails on him. He was looking for Colin Porterfield, but the ball was starting to continue to arise as it was reaching Porterfield, and he had no chance to reel it in.
And Pringle on the coverage there really made him have to be careful with that ball, and he overcompensated by sailing it over his head. Good play that time by the defender. I'm looking right now at Korchagan. He's sitting on the bench. Trainer was looking at his ankle, but for the most part, they're not giving him too much treatment at the moment.
Third down. And 3, ball at the 33-yard line of Gainesville. Play clock ticking down under 10 seconds now. as Hughley with Lewis just to his left. Molador snaps it back to Hughley. Two-step drop. Pressure comes. Sends it out into the flats. Has a man caught for a second and taken down right away by one of the backup tight ends, Sergio Ruiz. But Ruiz has enough to pick up the first down as he leans forward as he's hit. Well-designed play that time by Tad Niblett, as they had everybody crashing in, and they were able to drop it off to Ruiz over on the short little out pattern.
Yeah, it was a well-designed play, but I'll say this. Every time a player for Gainesville gets tackled, he knows he got tackled.
Dwight Lewis takes the handoff, running right side, runs into several Yellow Jackets. Omarion Stevenson, one of the leading tackler on this team, the first man there as he picks up his 69th tackle of the season, 49th solo.
I wonder which team is going to want to run clock first, because right now neither team seems to be too eager to do it, even though it is happening.
So it's second down and 9 after the one-yard gain. It'll be very interesting to see as the tempo is slowed way down
in
the second quarter. So second down and 9. They'll put Phillip Williams in the slot on the near side. Just outside of him is Legend Wilmot. It's Lewis in the backfield just to the right of Hughley. They'll fake the give to Lewis. Looking for the tight end who didn't even turn around that time, as he was intended receiver. I believe it was Trent Wilcox, as Wilcox was streaking down the field and just went to block somebody. So that's a little bit tough for the Gainesville Red Elephants there. Actually, that was Landon Williamson. He's the third-string tight end, and he goes off the side.
Sorry, Gainesville seems to be abandoning the run a little bit at the moment, and in response, the Yellow Jackets are only rushing for maybe 5, and they're dropping a lot of guys into coverage.
Two tight ends set. 3 wide receivers, empty backfield. 3-step drop for Hughley. Now he's flush, drops it off, and it's dropped by Cam James. Usually the sure-handed tight end, but this time could not pull it in, and he had room in front of him possibly to pick up that first down. Instead, it's going to be 4th down and 9, and they're going to have to punt it back to the Yellow Jackets.
Hughley under pressure that time, kept his cool, floated that pass out there, a little behind Cam James, and it was a bit high, but ordinarily, like you said, he'd pluck that ball out of the air and keep on running.
So Ruben Gonzalez inside his 25-yard line, punting it away to DJ White. White stands on the near or the far hash mark, low line drive. Caught by White, no fair catch, and he'll get about 2 yards after the reception. He was in no man's land there, came charging up, and had 3 defenders around him. They must have thought he called for a fair catch, as he was able to take it 2 yards before he was swallowed up. It does look like Korchigan's coming back in, Doug. He's still hobbled, but, you know, coming from the cold Siberian tundra, he's had worse.
That's right, and, you know, South Alabama doesn't sign just anybody, Carl. They needed a guy with a certain level of toughness.
He's literally hobbling onto the field.
He is. And it's only the second quarter. He's dragging himself out there. I don't know if the depth isn't that great or this just means too much to him, but he is certainly a warrior. There's no doubt about that.
I could almost hear the theme music. You're the best around coming as he comes onto the field.
I was thinking more Rocky III.
You'll have to give me the theme music on that one.
A little Ivan Drago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Drago. He's going to break them. Hand off.
He is like stone.
We digress. Hand off to Lawrence after a 2-yard gain. It'll be a 3-yard gain, 2nd down and 7 now for Thomas County Central with the 14-point lead, 21-7.
TV's caught on as well. They're really focusing on Korchigan down there as he's out there very limited but still manning his position in the center of the offensive line.
Johnson takes the snap from Korchigan. He hands off to his left and hands it to Deuce Lawrence once again, following behind the block of his tight end. And he'll pick up another first down, just continuing to chew up yards. Nice block there by Frank Garbutt. He's listed as a fullback slash tight end. Made a couple of blocks there for Lawrence. Johnson fakes the give to Lawrence. He'll sling it on the skinny post to Rodney Dunbar. Dunbar makes the catch as he goes down to the turf at the 40-yard line. That'll be another first down, but there is a flag over on the far side of the field. Wait to get the call here from our official with it being over there.
You know, I'm really impressed with these Thomas County Central receivers. They catch the heck out of the ball.
That one's going to come back, though, because there was an ineligible man downfield. He threw that so quickly, it's hard to believe there was an ineligible man downfield. Usually that's when the quarterback has to buy a little bit of time, and the guys start kind of matriculating, or even on a screen that he's pump faking on, and the guys are matriculating up the field too soon, and they get too far away.
That was a quick hitter, and we know it wasn't Korchagan.
Definitely. First down and 15 now after the five-yard penalty. Lawrence to the left of Jalen Johnson. A little shovel pass to the left side. He'll take it up across the 40 to the 41-yard line before a herd of red elephants take him down. Looked like Aiden Kane was one of the first guys there. Also coming up from the bottom of that pile was Caden Fasung. Lawrence looks like he's going to get a breather, and we're going to see Jordan McNeil back into the ballgame.
I do wonder if one of the reasons why Thomas County Central in particular seems to be a lot more deliberate right now is because of the Korchagan injury, and they're trying to maybe shorten the game a little bit and also make it easier on him and not have him go downfield much.
Johnson throws to J.B. Watkins on the quick slant. He'll take it to the midfield, be about 2 yards shy of the first down on the third down and two now after the 8-yard gain. And so Thomas County Central looking over to offense coordinator and quarterback coach Joe Thornton. Probably not looking to Thornton, though. They're looking at the TV, seeing what's coming up later on tonight.
They love these monitors, man. They love them.
Too much screen time for these kids. So 21-7. Johnson clapping his hands a couple of times. He'll keep it himself, and he runs right into the arms of Marshall Leonard. Marshall Leonard will hold on. Several other red elephants get there, but it was Leonard who will get credit on the tackle this time as he takes him down as we go under 2 minutes to play here in the half. 21-7 lead for Thomas County Central.
All right. I just saw something on that play that I have to bring up. Number 11, Jamarian Matthews, who's playing over Artem Kordogin, dove at his feet as soon as the ball was snapped. He was not trying to make a play. He was trying to get to Korchagan's injury and exacerbate it. It might be strategic, but, man, it doesn't seem sportsmanlike.
Now, Thomas County Central is going to go for it here on fourth down. Keep in mind, they did win the toss and deferred, so they'll get the ball back. And it looks like they're going to call a timeout as they were missing a man. Somebody didn't get the memo that they were going to go for it. Hate to call out the young man, but it was Cam Brooks who was late to get in there with that heavy set as they were going to push forward. As we've got 123 to play here in the half.
We'll go over the stats a lot at halftime, but one of the numbers that really jumps out at me right now, that's going to be the first down count. We got 17 first downs for Thomas County Central to 5 for Gainesville. And that really speaks to a lot of the domination. 148 yards on the ground to 39 as well. Really, it's just been a real... let me put it like this. Thomas County Central seems like they should be up by more, and Gainesville should feel pretty fortunate that they're not behind by more.
No, you're exactly right. When you look at it, the stats on the board, it's not as close as what the score shows. Let's just say that.
That's pretty indicative of that, I think. You're right. It's been a rather dominating performance, but just not on the scoreboard at the level you would have expected. And Gainesville's got to realize this has been a huge break for them, that it is that way right now.
See if this is going to be a tush push, and it is. Jalen Johnson just gets in crouch and then surges forward. Really didn't need help as he was able to pick up the first down on the quarterback keeper. So, actually, I believe that might have been Trey Pringle who was lined up as the quarterback that time, because he's the one coming up and celebrating the most. Thought it was Johnson, but he's getting back out on the field. So Pringle handling the tush push picks up the first down.
Yeah, they wildcatted us. We weren't even watching.
So Johnson throwing back. This might be another throw. They were perfectly coached on this one as J.B. Watkins was trying to send it downfield, but he had a man in his face, and that man took him down. That was Elijah Watson coming up from his cornerback spot. Saw it on the film, thought it might happen, came up, and perfect tackle in the open field.
Yeah, he blew that play up. There was a receiver out to play a play blocker in front of him, but he had to make a choice between two men, and Watson was the winner. So he got the free path to the receiver turned quarterback.
Two tight end set, two backs, or one back in the backfield, two wide receivers. He'll hand it off on the left side to Deuce Lawrence. Lawrence gets a couple of yards.
It looks like they're just trying to get to the locker room now, I think.
Yeah, 22 seconds and counting here as Gainesville trailing by 14, but Thomas County Central, like we said, and I think they're just going to take it to the locker room as they're coming over to the side. Now they'll send the offense. Oh, they sent them back to get Korchigan. So the big offensive lineman teammates of Korchigan are going to put him on their over their shoulders and help him off the field. So we have reached the half here at Mercedes-Benz, where Thomas County Central is leading 21 to 7 here. And BJ will have one of the coaches when we come back. You're listening to the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gillibo Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
What if, instead of choosing between a big bank or a small bank, you could choose one bank that's the best of both? That's First Horizon, with big bank reliability and small bank resolve. You get 160 years of financial strength and stability and an enduring commitment to personal service. When the best of big meets the best of small, you get it all. To help you on the road to your horizon, First Horizon Bank. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all.
How terrible are the drivers in Atlanta? Scale of 1 to 10.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit DuplicatingProducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.